down the runway, hand in hand. As we take off, we got our home flight plan. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. As we take off on the go, we don't need air traffic control. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. As we begin to gain altitude, just like North, their love is true. It's a non-stop flight, but I'm loving you. Well, around the world, many things I see.
Welcome to No Biz Like Showbiz. I'm your host, Randall, my partner.
And I'm James Turner from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
So what's happening there in Las Vegas this week there, buddy?
Well, let's see. We had, of course, we had President Obama here this week. So that was fun, supporting Mr. Harry Reid. Traffic was a mess, closed down all the freeways. And I hear that all the flights couldn't go by. And all of the tours for a couple hours there. But that was interesting. And Bette Midler and who else? Rita Rutner and I forget who else performed over there. So they had a big to-do with that for the couple of days, and then it was at Nellis. So we had Obama here this week.
I guess Obama took a gamble.
I wonder if he does gamble. I don't know. I was telling that to Laura yesterday, or the other day, does he ever get to get out of there and go down and gamble or do anything? But I guess he got to watch a few minutes of the NBA game somewhere, and they closed off the area so he could watch 4 minutes of the game or something. So we had that little event going on. And we got CineVegas starting up here this month, this coming month in June. So it was a film festival. That's grown hugely over the years. I volunteer. I think it was just starting when I got here in 99. So that has just grown tremendously over the years. So that's going to be starting up here in the next couple of weeks. So that event's going to be happening here. So that'll be interesting. There'll be a lot of films. It's right over here at the Palms, which is right around the corner from me here. So that'll be a big red carpet out there, and all the stars will be showing up. So.
That's a film festival, you say?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like Sundance and,
cool.
And all that. Yeah, Independent Film Festival. Yeah, but you've heard of it, haven't you?
There's so many of them out there. I don't even keep up with them anymore. There's so many of them out there.
Yeah, this has gotten big every year, so that'll be interesting. We'll have some interesting information on that. And then this week we had, as we always like to do, is start off with some jokes here and lighten up the, get started with some funny stuff. The comedians here in town all did their favorite joke. All of their favorite jokes about Sin City. So George Wallace, his favorite joke is, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And if you don't believe me, you can ask O.J. Simpson. Let's see, Rita Rutner's. It says, I went to a dentist in Las Vegas because I had a cavity. And I'm going to go. Oh. And he wanted to wait until I had three in a row. And then David Brenner. This was the Venetian Hotel was paid for by one man, Sheldon Adelson. He and his wife honeymooned in Venice, Italy, and she fell in love with the city. So as a surprise, he built her the Venetian Hotel. Thank God they didn't go to Newark.
That would have been a bad one.
Bobby Slayton. Let's see, Bobby Slayton's joke is Las Vegas has long been the honeymoon capital and the suicide capital of America. What a surprise. a guy wakes up in the morning with a wife, no money, and a hangover, and you wonder why the windows in the hotels don't open. Okay.
It's not the fire that hurts, it's that sudden stop.
Yeah, right. Let's see, Vinny Favorito, who's a local, just a Las Vegas act here, says, you get what you pay for in Vegas when it comes to shows. I wanted to see David Copperfield. He has exotic animals, but it was like $150 a ticket. I said, screw that. Instead, I went to see a magician down the street. He was $13.95, and he had a German Shepherd sit. Ta-da! Some of these are dumb. These are their favorite jokes. Marty Allen, his joke is, I once gambled away my car in Vegas. The people at Hertz were absolutely furious.
Gamble a rental car.
That would
be like on that movie Jackass where he totally wrecks a rental car and takes it back and tells him he can't pay for it. Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, right. Let's see, Artie Lang. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except herpes.
Oh, Lordy.
God. Let's see, Joe Rogan. With a little comedian here. Vegas is all about knowing when to go to bed. The key is, as soon as you see the overweight girl walking around barefoot carrying her shoes, that's your groundhog. That's your groundhog day? Yeah, that's your groundhog day. It's time to call it a night. Okay. That was dumb. Okay, just a couple more here. Wendy Liebman, I wanted to get married at the drive-thru wedding chapel. That way, if I wanted a divorce, I could just back up.
God. Where do they get these comedians from?
These are their best. These are their favorite jokes of Sin City. One more. This is Alex Ramundo. Yeah, I love Vegas because of the hotels. You can see the world without ever leaving the desert, and it's better than the actual place. You can see the pyramids of Egypt with air conditioning, New York without getting stabbed, and Paris where there's no French people.
Oui, oui.
Wow. Yippee!
I don't know who wrote those jokes.
Oh,
everybody out there listening, give us a shout out here at 1-888-228-4494. Anything else going on in Viva Las Vegas there? Any film work, any productions going on that you know of?
There's been a few. I'm not sure what's going on this week with Memorial Day weekend going on. It's been pretty busy, but yes, there is. They are filming this week, or they're doing auditions this week through Friday. Oh my gosh, now I forgot what show it was. Caller. Nice. We got a caller?
Hello?
Got a caller.
Alana.
Hello, this is Alana.
How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. I'm calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Cool, cool. And
nice to talk to you. Glad to join us.
You're talking also to my partner, James Turner. He's out in Viva Las Vegas.
How you doing, Alana?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, glad you called in. So, Randall, is this the nice lady that you know?
Yes, she is the one who's going to be telling us about the scrapbooking, which I feel is a great promotional tool for actors, models, singers, whatever. If you want to elaborate about that for us, Alana, we'll send back and tell us all about it.
All right, I'd love to. I am a personal publishing consultant with a company called Heritage Makers. And what I do is I help people to write their story and publish them in some beautiful hardback books. And our books were actually included as one of Oprah's all-time favorite gifts in her December O magazine, which is a great honor for us.
That's really
awesome. What we do. Yeah, that's pretty cool when you get to be with Oprah on Oprah's list.
Right.
So what this is it's an online publishing company. And as a publishing consultant, what I do is I help people to set up their free publishing accounts, and then I provide personal consulting and walk them through the process of writing and creating their books.
Oh, nice.
And how long have you been doing this?
Pardon me?
How long have you been doing this?
I've been working with a company for 3 years. And I have created books for professionals, like doctors, chiropractors, teachers. And right now, I'm working on a book for a benefit concert that Vince Gill did here in Chattanooga for the Chattanooga Children's Advocacy Center.
Uh-huh.
So, and I'm thinking this is going to be a great promotional piece for the center, featuring, you know, this great concert that he does every year.
Wow.
Yeah,
and then, what are you doing with the book there?
Well, this book, our goal is for this one is to see if we can get Vince to actually autograph it for us and then have it there for the center. They can use that to kind of promote within the community their different programs that they do to help children who've been abused and who are needing some counseling. Vince kind of has been here several years and done this wonderful concert to raise money for the center.
Well, that's
nice.
That's a nice of him as well.
All right. The book that I'm doing is a 12 by 12. It's a hardback. It has full color cover and all of the pages are full color, acid free. It's a hardbound book that is library stitched, so it's made to last for generations.
So
wow.
If someone made one of these books up and, let's say, unfortunately, God forbid, they had a fire in their home and destroyed their book, is there a way they can retrieve that?
Well, the wonderful thing about our program is that because it's an online publishing program, the books are archived. And you can go back several years later and publish an extra copy for grandma or for yourself. And, in fact, if the book is destroyed or even if your dog chews the pages, we have what we call an heirloom assurance where you can send back what's left or tell them what's happened and actually get a second copy at half price.
That's a good deal. Because unfortunately, a lot of people have a lot of things that mean a lot to them, and maybe they have flood, fire, or tornado, or whatever, and then it's lost forever.
Well,
just gives you the ability to retain
it. Yeah, we recommend that people get their photos digitized, you know, put on to take all those hard copy photographs and take pictures of things that are important to them and store them online. That way, if anything ever happens to the original, they've got that backup digital copy that they can access and have it reprinted or, you know, take it down to Walmart and get another copy, whatever they need to do to preserve those memories so that things like that don't happen and destroy the, you know, the valuable memories and pictures and photos that they've had.
Well, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, say an artist or just a regular person that just wanted to get these books done for their family, kids' graduation or whatever, how would they go about getting in touch with you?
They can contact me. My website is www.icelebratelife.com.
That's cool. I like that.
www.icelebratelife.com.
Yes, sir.
Now these are photograph books. Is that what they are?
Yes, they. You could put your photographs in there. You can type in your story. Some people make them look like scrapbooks. When we do the more professional books, you know, it takes more of a classic professional look to it. The great thing about this is you are the total designer of your book. So each page comes as a blank page, and you just start from the, and you build it the way that you want it. So it's got whatever type of, you know, theme that you want to put in it. We've got in our artwork base about over 30,000 pieces of artwork, background pieces or embellishments that you wanted to put on a page. or you can just have a plain white or black page with white or black typing. It's totally up to you.
And so they can do this right on the website?
That's right. And if
wow.
they go to that website, there's a place there they can click that says create a free website or create a free account. And the company will notify me that they've set up their account, and then I'll contact them and help consult them and help get them started and provide whatever type of assistance they need in creating their books.
That's nice. So they can get on the website there. Excuse me, Ron. They can get on the website and pretty much publish any kind of book that they like. And then it would be archived,
right.
So if anything ever happened, then they can always go back, and even if they just wanted another copy, or like you said, print one for a family member or something of that nature, then they can just go online and order another book.
That's correct. And since it's a password protected site,
right.
then no one else would have access to their materials, their photos. Everything is totally their own unless they choose to share it.
Wow. That's very, very nice. That's great. That is fantastic. And so they can get a hold of you again at www.icelebratelife.com. And that's a great website. That sounds fantastic.
And
yes, in fact,
or
I'm...
can email me.
Okay.
My email is Alana, my name is Alana, at icelebratelife.com.
Easy enough. Well, that's wonderful, Alana. That sounds fantastic, and I wish you the best of luck with the Vince Gill book. I hope you catch up with him and he'll sign it for you, because that would be
thank
a wonderful
you.
Thing
I
to benefit the, benefit the kids and stuff. And we thank you for sharing that with us and calling in and sharing that with everybody so they could have the opportunity to take advantage of that. That sounds like a great thing
we
got
Right, and when Randall, when you get your book finished, hopefully there'll be a way you can share it with your listeners.
Yeah, I mean, like I was about to say, in fact, I'm doing one now. That's how my wife and I came to meet Alana and her husband, Brian. Just great folks out there. We've been in a couple of meetings with them, and still working on my book right now. My book is basically being designed to promote my book. But I think it's going to be a very, very useful tool in my book promotion. And we appreciate you for that.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Alana. Great to meet you. All right. That was great. That's a great operation she's got there.
Yeah, it's a nice, real nice. I mean, when I first thought, my wife's working on designing mine for me, but it's just amazing how this program works, and it'll be really good for I believe it'll be a great promotional tool for bands, actors, models, recording artists. In fact, she has one client who is a chiropractor who had a book made about his. About some of his things, and that he's got right there in his office, so you can look through it. It's really, really a neat thing. And again, if you want to check that website out, that's www.icelebratelife.com. And if you'd like to email Alana, that's Alana at icelebratelife.com. Really, really cool. Anything else? Film-wise, or have you met any of the other... you're going back to Bootlegger, what, Monday night?
Yeah, Monday night here at a local... it's actually owned by the Lieutenant Governor, Lorraine Hunt. And it's an Italian bistro, very nice place. It's a small, quaint... oh, the aliens are here. The aliens are calling. And it's a it's down at the far south end of the strip, and in a shopping center. She's got her own place there. Very nice. I love Lorraine Hunt. She's a great business lady. Anyway, on Monday nights they used to have celebrity karaoke, and so all of the talent on anybody. And I was one that used to go down there and perform and sing. Clint Holmes, who is a headliner here in Las Vegas, he would go down there. The Platters, the Ink Spots, all these guys, the Coasters, and several others. Bill Acosta, who's like Danny Gans, a impressionist comedian, a singer, you know, the Voices and stuff, and just everybody. I mean, just a lot of people would go down there. Even stars and celebrities that they come in town would go down there, and it's a place where the talent can go down and just kind of hang out, sing songs for fun. They can listen to other folks, new talent, which is, you know, kind of something that was somewhat of a focus even before and Kelly Clinton's hosting of that celebrity karaoke, and that's who's going to be doing this starting Monday. And as a matter of fact, she's married to Clint Holmes now.
Clint Holmes, I thought that was a very original concept, bringing celebrities and regular folks into one place to kind of sing karaoke together. I never seen that until you took me there that time I was in Vegas there with you a few years back. That was just a very interesting concept to have main headliners and celebrities interacting with everyday people performing karaoke. That was kind of neat.
Yeah, and I mean, just a lot of new talent, you know, would come there and be able to showcase in front of, you know, it's like we would be able to entertain. We would entertain the celebrities and the talent here in town, as well as I said, other celebrities that were in town would stop by, and so they could hear new talent sing. And so, it was just a great thing. And it stopped shortly after they got married, and they kind of went off and had been doing their own thing for a few years. And so, starting Monday, she's bringing it back, and this time it's going to be a cabaret, celebrity cabaret kind of karaoke thing. Basically, you know, the same thing. And it's a good time, and it's a place that's kind of old school, the old Rat Pack kind of days. Everybody's dressed up nice for the most part. I mean, sometimes you know, they come in casual. Clint will come in right after his show. Bill Fain, his music director, will be there. They'll get up and play. They have a piano there and some instruments and some props, and so they'll get up and play with you. Clint Holmes is sang with me. We can do songs together. You can do songs with some of the talent. You can mix and mingle with them. And it's just, you know, it's not like it's not a nightclub scene. It's not a crazy, karaoke club scene or anything like that. It's very, very nice and classy, which is something that a lot of us appreciate with that. So yeah, Monday at 9:00, I'm looking forward to getting started in that perfect
timing.
Well,
that's a reflection of Lorraine Hunt. I remember you introduced me to her that time I was there. She's a very, very classy lady herself. So, you know, the club is reflecting upon her, and it's really, I guess the celebrities really like it because it's a chance for them to sit in the audience for once after their hectic up to 100 shows a year, and they get to watch somebody sing other than themselves.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I remember Mark, I forget his last name right now, doggone it, but he's a weatherman. He used to be a weatherman here on one of the stations on Channel 8. I believe it was. He's been on a few others, but at that time, I remember he was there, and he got up there and sang. So we had the weatherman up there singing at the local news station, too. So, I mean, everybody kind of gets in and does it. So it's fun. It's a good time to really network, meet some celebrities, and meet a lot of other folks that are there. It's usually very, very packed, as you know, because we've been in there.
And
then when you go to sit down, I end up working the room.
Well, I remember took me there, that Dolly Parton lookalike was there. You never know who you're running into there.
Exactly.
Everybody's listening right now. Yeah, give me James or call at 1-888-228-4494. Hey, go ahead there, partner.
Yes. Sandy was great. Yeah, I remember her. She was a cool lady. So, you know, yeah, there's a lot of that too. A lot of the impersonators come down there. You get a mix of everybody, regular people, but I would work the room, and I plan on working the room, and I'm sure I'll meet my old friends and you know, people used to hang around there, and we have a good time. So it's a good time on Monday nights. But it's probably the best place to and fun, and they have great food, great Italian food.
Well, I think the Bootlegger is kind of parallels the old Brown Derby restaurants of Hollywood, where, you know, years ago it wasn't uncommon to see Charlton Heston, Lucy and Desi Arnaz dining in the same restaurant as just regular folks, like, you know, like nothing. And a lot of that is, you know, you don't see that often anymore, unless you're going into Beverly Hills or Bel Air or something like that, where it's really priced out of a lot of people's range, except for celebrities.
Right.
And that's what's good about the Bootlegger. It's affordable.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's different about Hollywood that I like about Las Vegas, because being the entertainment capital of the world, I always knew that everything was here, everything comes here, the stars come here, and of course I worked with a lot of them, you know, from Cher, Britney Spears, and many major talent. You know, from the MGM and all the casinos, they all come here. They all come and eat at the restaurants. In fact, we have Norm, who does a column here in the local paper, the Review Journal, of all the sightings of the stars all around the restaurants, the clubs, the casinos, whatever they're doing, and kind of reports. And they're here. Everybody is just here all the time. So.
Yeah, before I forget real quick, are those twin sisters still doing that dueling piano?
You know, I haven't been over there to Harrah's, cause that's where they were. They were there, cause I took a short break and then kind of went on I guess I'll call it a walkabout. That's what I like to call them. I take a little vacation and, go visit, some friends in California and certainly go back to L.A. and San Diego or places like that, but those girls are just fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I mean, if they're still there, anyone listening to this broadcast, they need to go see those twin girls do dueling pianos. I mean, it's a heck of a show.
They're the best. They're better than, I mean, this is one of the inside things. You can go, they have dueling pianos at New York. It's a couple of guys, and a couple of other places, I think, but those are the major ones. But these two girls are just fantastic. I mean, they're just so much fun. And I always go over there and see them, and always get my song in and have them play it. And even you can get up and sing with them, and they'll play. You know, so that's what's great about Las Vegas is, you know, it's easier to interact with the talent here. It's easier to get involved. It's a little bit more, active and compact and just a little looser. You know, it's just a little easier to get involved.
I found that to be true because, you know, when you and I were going out all over Vegas, meeting a lot of the celebrities, they didn't have the standoffish attitude of, like, what do you want? You can't talk to me. I'm a celebrity. Leave me alone. It was more like they welcomed you.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the things what I love about this town. It's just really so easy to do that and get involved. I mean, I don't care if you drop the ball and you get out of it for a while or whatever, you can get back in a minute and to get started. It's easy and more localized. You know, L.A.
Yeah.
And Hollywood and all that is.
Any good tips for us this week?
What's that?
Any good tips for us this week? Like last week, you told us about the, I believe it was the New Orleans, all you can eat, $25 all day long, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah. Well, I got one now. This one is at another little casino. It's called the Tuscany off of Flamingo. And, excuse me, on Fridays, this place is kind of off of the strip down. It's a small casino, but they have in their cafe, they have all-you-can-eat king crab on Friday nights for $12.99.
I better go on the next flight.
You can't beat it. You cannot beat it.
Well, you can't make it. You can't buy it for that price and make it yourself.
No way. You go to the store and you're going to get 10 crab legs for, $20, whatever. We sit there and just plate after plate and just crack. And you get two sides. You get a vegetable and you get a potato and a drink. And I mean, I don't know what I spent, $30 or whatever. I mean, please, you just can't beat it. By the time you're done with a tip, $35, $40, tip them well. The service is good, and it's the cafe.
Yeah, I still love the Golden Gate though. That has the 99-cent shrimp cocktail. That's still one of my favorite.
Okay, well now I'm going to give you tip. I'm going to give you tip number two, because that was something that since you brought it up, I'll include that one. Now this is stuff that you just don't know. Unless you know, you're just not going to figure it out.
You got to be in the know.
Yeah, that's right. You got to be Mr. Las Vegas. Now, a lot of the places, because of the economy, have gotten rid of the 99-cent shrimp cocktail. Now, the Golden Gate was the first one, way back in the...
About 50s?
Yeah, exactly. Back in the 50s, mid-50s. They've had the 99 shrimp cocktail for forever, the best, huge. I mean, one of those Sunday cups filled with shrimp. Well, they were canceling it, and it was going to be $1.99. But this would be another tip down the road. But I'm going to include this one with this without getting into too much of it. Don't want to tip all night. But if you get the player's card, which you should do always. And you take your player's card, and you go get the shrimp cocktail. You get it for 99 cents.
That's good to know.
That's good to know.
Well, I got to tell you this: Suzanne and I, we were there one time, and you know the place has the best sandwiches. I mean, you got potato salad. I mean, just about anything you want, you can get out of that little. And it's a little piano bar too. Guy plays piano, but I had gotten 5 shrimp cocktails. 3 Cokes, a Reuben sandwich, 2 plates of potato salad, and we'll go sit down. So I tell Suzanne, I said, well, I have to go to the restroom and be right back. She says, you're not going anywhere, because I don't want people to walk by thinking that I'm a glutton, thinking that I'm eating all this food by myself. It's like, oh, well, nature calls. Good luck,
Right. Too funny. But, there's like that. There's a lot of bargains and a lot of deals in town in Las Vegas that if you call in, ask a question. If you want to know what a good deal on a room or information on the business, film, television, music business, I don't care if you want to relocate out here, give us a call.
Publishing, copywriting.
What's the number again?
1-888-228. 4494. Give us a shout and shoot us an email if you're ever out in Las Vegas. Shoot us an email, and James will probably be more than happy to be your Las Vegas tour guide.
Absolutely, that was one of the things I was working on, was doing a some kind of personal services for anybody who is interested in coming out and needing a guide on anything. And coming into town, finding good deals, the best bang for the dollar. I mean, if you're smart and you really watch and pay attention to stuff, you can find deals like that and more all the time here in town. I get free slot play. I get free gifts all the time. Megabucks polls. We get free stuff. Free stuff all the time.
I mean, nothing here, beats free.
Nothing beats free. And you know, you go in and you just play your free play, and if you win $20, $3, and bang, you're done. You just paid for dinner. Go buy yourself something to eat.
Yeah, go treat yourself.
And go treat yourself, exactly. And, of course, you always get free drinks.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been to Atlantic City, but I really don't, even though I've never been there, I still don't believe that Atlantic City can compare to Las Vegas.
No, it doesn't. I've actually researched that from a lot of people from that area in Atlantic City, including a friend of mine here that's from Jersey that moved out here the same year that I did. And he was in the first film with me that I did, Play It to the Bone, with Woody Harrelson and Antonio Banderas. And Atlantic City was, I guess they're fixing it up now, but, you know, it was getting run down. And, you know, even the Indian casinos and places like that that have been going up California and other places, people will always say, and I've been to them in California, Verona and other places like that. And the only thing that I did like about the Indian casinos was that, and I saw something the other day, and they had something at one of them where they do it now. And I said, I've always said, why aren't they doing it? Is it the Indian casino? You can order food at your slot machine, Randall, and you can eat a steak dinner right there and play your machine.
Well, that's kind of smart.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Keep them gambling, keep them eating. That's very smart from a marketing standpoint.
Exactly. And I wonder why in the heck aren't they doing it now, you know? But I did see one place look like they were advertising doing that. So, and as I said, yeah, even on tip three this week, boy, I'm really going overboard. But heck, we're on the subject. You know, you get that player's card, and it doesn't matter what you play or how much you play. Just get the card and use it. Because once you're on their list, I get cards, I get stuff all the time, as I said, free slop every month. At the Palms, I get free slop play, free megabucks pulls. You get a couple of pulls, but hey, you don't win all the time, but hey, if you win $20 or whatever, bam, there you go. But if you get on that list, you get that player's card, then they'll start sending you you know, specials, room, free rooms. In fact, as you know, Laughlin is not too far from here, and my friend Pete goes up there, and I used to go up there all the time because I love the river up there at Lake Havasu's right there. Uh huh. And Harris would send him stuff. They would send me stuff. I used to get free rooms all the time, but especially Laughlin.
You remember Flurry Brisset, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had invited me and Suzanne out to Laughlin one weekend. We went up there to see the Ink Spots perform. He comped us in there. That was a pretty nice weekend. It's been a while since I've been there. I got to tell you this. I mean, when you said a while ago about eating at the slot machine, it just kind of triggered the. You remember when Steve and I were doing the TV show and the radio show on KLEV in Las Vegas. We got finished doing the show one night, and we went to the Saharan. And as we walked in, he saw a cocktail waitress that he knows, and he said to her, did you hear me on the radio tonight? And then she was, I mean, we had everybody stop eating, everybody stop gambling, and we all just gathered around the bar to listen to you talk on the radio. And she's sitting there with a tray full of drinks. And she said it sarcastically, and he just really believed, he bought into it. And she said, Steve, does you really believe we could make people stop eating and stop gambling? And you really think I could stop working just to listen to you talk on the radio? That just cracked me up. I mean, then me and her looked at each other and started laughing. He walked off all mad, but... star of TV and radio.
Yeah, that was funny. That was funny.
I couldn't resist that. I mean, that just triggered a memory. But
let's see what else is going on. Real quick, I wanted to tell you though. You know what's cool is now Fremont Street, which they've been fixing up. They this summer they're doing the Summer of '69, Randall. So they're dressing up Fremont Street. bring your bell bottoms, bring your plaid pants, bring your, you know, come down and join the party down there all summer long. They're doing that theme down there, which I think is great because it's so much fun, a more relaxed theme. And of course the, Fremont Street Experience is,
oh, you can't beat that. I mean, when the sun goes down and the lights come on, that's cool. Was that a Steve Wynn project or?
No, that was a city project. No, that was a city of Las Vegas project. Yeah.
Cool.
And they spent, I don't know, a million or so dollars, even redoing it. So now it's all digital, new bulbs. That canopy is just, they have several different shows, that they do. I think they do it like every half hour. And it's a people street, so you don't have to worry about traffic. The casinos are right next door to each other. Deals up the galore. Drinks, dollar drinks. They have stages down there now on the streets with bands.
And they have headline acts performing right there on Fremont.
They have headline acts for free.
Yeah. I mean,
for free.
Where can you see a concert for free? Unless you know somebody.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's here. Yeah. It's just here all the time. It's so user-friendly.
Yeah, unless you got a press pass, you can't get in hard anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's really fantastic. So, like I said, they've had Eddie Money, they've had Paul Revere and the Raiders,
that Trick Pony out there.
Who?
Trick Pony, the country group.
Pony. Yeah, they've had country when the NFR is here, the PBR is here during the year, and when the CMAs are here, the MGM or the Mandalay Bay.
Academy of Country Music.
You're right, the CMAs or the AMAs.
ACM,
thank you.
The CMAs are in Nashville.
Whatever, ACM, ABC, 123.
There's too many acronyms,
sorry,
man.
that's Michael Jackson, I'm sorry. so, yeah, I mean, and they'll have free concerts down there. They just had that not too long ago. They have stuff like that all the time. That's what, and it's so easy to get involved. I mean, your heart's in fact, they just had a little girl. I think she was like 12 years old here in town. There's a lot of talent that comes from Vegas, real good talent. And this girl just, I really haven't heard her voice myself, but I read the preview on her and, she's really taken off this little girl. She's doing, quite a few things. So, there's a lot of opportunity, and it's just an easy thing. It's not like she went to tons of auditions and, you know, is playing the Hollywood game and doing all that. It's very easy to get recognized if you're talented and, of course, get out and network yourself and, you know, if you're a singer, get out there and go to the bootlegger, go sing, go practice, because they all, you know, they all make the rounds.
Well, that's the thing I like about Las Vegas. I mean, you know, we're talking predominantly about Vegas, but then again, it really works in with the title of our show, No Biz Like Show Biz. I'm telling you, Vegas is full of show business. I don't care from stage productions to circus, acrobats, magicians, you name it, it's there.
Well, how many times, and I've done it many, many, many times, but we've done it a couple of times, and where else can you go? And sing and karaoke at I don't know how many different karaoke bars all night long.
Oh, yeah, I remember that time we closed like five karaoke bars down in one night.
Exactly.
The last one was that Oriental, what was it, Japanese karaoke bar, and that one Japanese fellow was singing The Gambler.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, that was a heck of a night. That was so much fun.
Oh, that was a blast. And you know, there's so many talented people out there singing. There's some really good singers.
What I missed is, and I thought was a good idea, was that Karaoke Room 3, because it closed down. You know, where you could go and have parties and go just rehearse karaoke. I thought that was an excellent concept. I mean, I don't know why they closed it, but unfortunately they did.
Yeah, well, they didn't have the promoting. Really,
karaoke room number one is in Japan.
Karaoke Room Number 2 is in Hawaii, and then that one was Number 3 in Las Vegas.
Right, right.
I thought for sure they'd just take off and keep going, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it. They just didn't have the promotion behind it and didn't advertise it, really. And, you know, I mean, the rooms were nice, were fairly nice, but, you know, and you could bring your own beer, you could bring your, I mean, this is what's great about Las Vegas, is you can bring your own booze, bring your own stuff in there, food, you know, whatever, and do your thing and have your own party all night long if you want, you know. Stuff like that is just so easy to do here. It's not far. Everything's pretty much within a 20-mile radius here. You know that.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to drive. There's plenty of public transportation, plenty of taxis, and depending upon where you're at in the city, a lot of stuff is in walking distance.
Yeah, and usually you're not really that far from home.
Exactly.
I mean, I've always lived near the Strip, so I've always been, as you know, 5 minutes from the, you know, I can see the Orleans from here, and I can see the Palms, because I live right behind the Palms here, so.
Well, I remember the one time I visited you there, and when I was still living in California, and I drove up, and I go to the get into my truck, and you're like, where are you going? Well, aren't we going to the casino? Well, yeah, it's just over on the other side of my apartment building. We can walk in 2 minutes. Why waste your cash?
Yeah, right.
I'm like, okay, I'll get out of the truck, we'll walk.
You're right. Oh,
well, it just amazed me how close, how close proximity everything was. I mean,
yeah.
Don't have to drive unless you just leave in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very user-friendly town. So, you know, pretty much that's what I love. I don't care what you want to do here. You can do whatever you want and change careers in a minute. And they have, you know, opportunities for whatever you want here. So as far as the entertainment business, as I said, we went and saw, you know, Earl Turner and this lady Lonnie that was there. That was part of his show, very quiet, very quaint, and we had a greet and meet, you know, afterwards. And as I said, you know, Lori, because I've got his photo on the wall with his autograph, because I saw him at Laughlin, and got to hang out, got pictures with him, and talk for a while, and you get to meet him and stuff like that. So, you know, it's easier to even get in and mix with everybody. And I mean, you can go see George Wallace if you're a local. And you live here, you get a lot of discounts. You get in free. I mean, I go to the pool whenever I want to go to a pool. I can go to the Tropicana. I can get in for free. I can go in anywhere, you know, without, you know, some places you'll have to have a room key. But a lot of places, even now, you can just go in. I go over and kick back at the pool over there and hang out and, you know, enjoy the atmosphere and stuff like that. In fact, over here at the Rio, I just saw, because all the pools are open for summer now, but they have the Sapphire Girls from one of the strip clubs here. And, of course, some of the pools have the, what do they call it, European spa, where you can lay topless. You know, so they got the strip girls from the clubs over there, from the Sapphire Club over there, mingling and getting hanging out, you know, laying out with their tops off, hopefully to get the other ladies with their tops off and stuff like, you know, so you can go to places like that. That's what the town's about. So, you know,
where
else can you go do
left.
That?
Yeah, you've only got a couple minutes left of the show tonight, but anybody out there listening and they want to call in and ask James a question or myself, give us a call here at 1-888-228-4494. Yeah, it's, I mean, I don't know. I like Vegas. I always like it when I'm out there. I always have a good time.
Yeah, it's a great town. I've felt more at home here than anywhere. I've done more and been able to do more in the business faster, even in just 5 years and the 10 that I've been here. I've done so much stuff from DJing to all the hotels, from major corporations and events, to, you know, the film and television, singing, recording, different stuff like that, you know, television, radio shows, you know, different things. It's just your opportunities are much greater greater here in Vegas at the entertainment capital of the world, and that's why I love it. And if anybody has any information, give us a call in one of these weeks. And if you're interested in some information, Mr. Las Vegas is here, and Randall Rutledge is here. We're happy to share anything with you. And if you got any thoughts you'd like to share, then give us a call and share.
Yeah, I mean, whether you want to be in show business or have been in show business or are currently in show business, I don't care what your status is. I don't care if you're a movie extra. I don't care if you're a major celebrity. Hey, give us a call. Let's chat. But 5 years in Vegas, isn't that like 100 years in Hollywood? Kind of like dog years to human years, you know?
well, I guess that's probably.
That's going to wrap it up for us tonight there, partner. But next week, I will be doing a book signing of my book, From Movie City to Music City, USA, at Hastings Bookstore in Enid, Oklahoma. So next week, you will be listening to Mr. Las Vegas, James Turner. But again,
really quick, if I can throw this in, as I will have a guest, Mr. Robert Say, who has been a long time in the music business, written several songs, and then toured and played with many artists, and he'll be calling in, and he'll be our guest for next week, and sharing his insight and experiences in the business from Movie City to Music City himself. So,
well, cool. I'll be interested in listening to that that show as soon as I can after my book signing.
Yeah.
We appreciate everyone for listening to No Biz Like Show Biz. Again, the number to call here is 1-888-228-4494, and James will catch you next week, and I'll be back the week after. So until then, thanks for tuning in to No Biz Like Show Biz, and keep on dreaming.